Dear Mary, as you can see, we have just moved into our new house. In fact, we took up residence 3 days ago. We received your letter last week at our old address in High Street, but I haven't had time to answer it until now. Have you ever moved house? As you can imagine, George and I have been working hard, putting the house in order, and the children have been having a wonderful time for the past 3 days, playing hide and seek all over the house and getting under the furniture and behind the packing cases. Although we haven't had a moment's rest since we moved in, it has been an exciting time for us all. We have always wanted to live here, on the outskirts of the town. And when we saw that this house was for sale, we jumped at the chance and put down a deposit on it straight away. George has finished decorating all the rooms, except the kitchen. For some reason that he didn't explain to me, he put off painting it until last. So we have had to live out of tins, because I haven't been able to cook proper meals. However, experience has taught me not to argue with him about such matters. Several years ago, soon after we were married, George put up a ladder against the outside of the house. I was supposed to hold it steady while he painted the window frames upstairs. But I heard the telephone ringing and let go of the ladder. George slid to the ground. The wet paintbrush went up his nose, and the tin of paint fell on his head. He has never forgotten the incident, or let me forget it. He must have finished painting the kitchen by now. I wonder if he has been experimenting with something new. Regards from us all. Our best wishes to David. We look forward to hearing from you. Affectionately, Anne.
P.S. I have just come back from the kitchen. When I went in, I had the shock of my life. I thought George was covered in blood. He has painted the walls bright red, but spilled half the paint over himself. Still, I have learnt to put up with George, so I suppose I'll learn to put up with his idea of a kitchen.